The American Civil Liberties Union says immigration authorities snared four U.S. citizens this year in their efforts to deport illegal immigrants from Southern California. The announcement is just the latest salvo in the debate over local logistical support of secure communities. Federal officials have said it's not up to cities like Los Angeles to decide not to collaborate with the program, but that's exactly what the ACLU and other civil rights groups are calling for. LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
My name is Antonio Montejano. I'm born in Los Angeles, California, and I am an American citizen.
That's what Antonio Montejano says he repeatedly told his jailers last month after he was arrested on charges of shoplifting a $10 bottle of perfume. But even after a judge dropped the petty theft fine against him and told the police to let him go, he spent 2 days locked up in an L.A. county jail because a federal database had flagged him as a possible illegal immigrant.
Those days in the jail were some of the worst days in my life. I feel completely powerless.
Cases like Montejano's are becoming more common, according to Hector Viagra with the American Civil Liberties Union. He says the federal database kept by Immigration and Custom Enforcement, or ICE, isn't always right, and that can lead to people being detained without legal justification.
But ICE shoots first and asks questions later. ICE issues the hold and only then investigates the person's immigration status.
A recent UC Berkeley study estimates that thousands of citizens nationwide have been mistakenly detained under secure communities, including four recently in Los Angeles.
We certainly don't want that to occur.
Steve Whitmore is a spokesman for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. He says Sheriff Lee Baca is working with the federal government to improve the identification process.
But he believes that the intent of secure communities is to make our communities safer. The serious criminals that are in this country illegally should be deported.
As for Antonio Montejano, the L.A. County Sheriff finally released him after an ACLU lawyer sent over copies of his passport and birth certificate. When he got home, his 8-year-old son, who's also an American citizen, had a question for him.
Dad, can this happen to me? Because I look like you?
Montejano says he wants his kids to grow up in an America where this can't happen to them. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.